12th annual Radiothon for Duke Children's Hospital. We are camped out here for 3 days at the Duke Children's Health Center, which wasn't here 12 years ago. This is a beautiful new facility. This is the outpatient facility. Of course, the fifth floor is Duke Children's Hospital here at Duke, and it's a very special place. This is a gorgeous building, and Mix 101.5 listeners have donated the Mix 101.5 playground right here in front of the Children's Center. Patients use it, their siblings, sometimes their cousins, because when a child gets sick, the whole family, and sometimes the whole neighborhood gets involved. It affects a lot of people. We are asking for you to make a donation to Duke Children's Hospital, as we do every year. The number to call is 684-1015, and you can do a 20 by 12, a 25 by 12. We'll divide it up 12 but in 12 months, and then you just put it on your credit card, and it'll just show up on your regular bill. So it's not like you have to send us a check every month. It's just a done deal. So for a lot of people, it works out great because you can give a bigger donation. But if you want to give a lump sum, that's fine. Doesn't matter how small it is. And you know what? Doesn't even matter how big it is.
Oh, that's true.
This is a very special place. We are about to set another goal here shortly after 10, but we do have another special guest with us. Desmond Mullen is here. And Peter is your son. Peter's 2.5
yes.
Now. Can you tell us what happened?
When Peter was about 15 months old, he fell down and started crying, and you know, as little babies do. And my wife soon realized that he couldn't move his right arm or his right leg. And she called me up at work and said, you know, Peter can't move his right side. And,
right.
And you never think of your child having a stroke. But then we quickly realized that he just couldn't move at all, and he was crying and very upset. So we rushed him over to the emergency room. And
here at Duke?
Here at Duke.
Uh-huh.
And then we were here for about 8 days and taken care of very well. We really felt like sort of part of the family. It was a very, very difficult time. But since then, my son has basically recovered completely.
So he was paralyzed on the right side.
He was, yes. He had a stroke, which is an event, you know, that happens in the brain, and as soon as it happens, well, there's not really anything you can do about that, but you
right.
can check and see if there's anything going on that you need to prevent another one from happening. So he had a lot of tests, CT scans, MRIs, every test that the doctors could imagine to see, to really make sure that we weren't missing anything.
Now, Peter has a twin brother, is that correct?
Yes, yes. His name is Liam.
So, boy, that's a lot of work, huh?
And a big sister as well.
Oh, really?
Right.
So, now, 15-month-old, I would think that a stroke would be hard to detect.
It is. If a stroke happens to a grown-up, you know, they may stop speaking, or they may motion to you or indicate in some way that something's wrong. But a child indicates that something's wrong by crying, but they cry for a lot of reasons at that age. So it's difficult to figure out.
So the paralysis set in. Now, Peter spent 8 days here.
Yes.
A relatively short stay for most of the patients that we talk about, but
yes.
Obviously you're talking about your child being paralyzed.
Yes.
Now, Peter is outpatient now. Does he come to therapy and things like that?
Yes, he's actually sort of graduated out of occupational therapy and physical mm-hmm. therapy and speech therapy, and now is just coming back periodically a couple times a year to visit, and we're addressing blood pressure issues, make sure that some blood pressure problem doesn't cause another stroke.
And he's 2.5 now?
Yes, and he's doing very well.
Yeah.
And we're very, very thankful.
I'm sure you are. And this is just another miracle happening here at Duke Children's Hospital. That just really pretty incredible stuff. 684-1015. Please call and make a pledge. Now, you've also produced a children's DVD.
Yes.
Now, was this... Did you do this after Peter had his stroke?
Yes, yes. It actually started it a few months after that. Peter was starting to recover fairly well. I'm a show producer at Moorhead Planetarium in Chapel Hill nearby here, and produce science shows for children. And so I wanted to produce a show of my own for younger children about using your imagination, role-playing, and learning about the world around you. So this is about a little wooden toy train that pretends to be a real train.
It's called
the Busy Little Engine.
The Busy Little Engine, and as a matter of fact, you've donated some of them to Duke Children's Hospital, and you've got a pig on your hand that's scaring me a little bit. What's with the pig, Desmond?
Hi, my name's Pig, and I'm in the show. And when Desmond was producing this show, he thought it was about a train, but it's actually about me.
Ah, one of those. It's for ages 2 to 6, and Pig, it's called The Busy Little Engine.
Pig helps out his friend, The Busy Little Engine, and they learn about what real trains do all day.
So there you go.
We've donated a dozen copies here to Duke Children's Hospital, and hopefully that'll help the kids pass the time, and they'll get a kick out of it.
Now, you were only here for 8 days, and I say only.
Yeah.
Obviously, it must have seemed like an eternity to you.
It did, but we also got to know some of the other kids on the floor and got to see how there were, you know, kids who were here for months or come back, you know, for a month at a time and such. And so I really had that in mind when I wanted to donate these. You know, hopefully it'll help kids out.
Yeah, it's amazing how much use, say, a DVD gets up there on the fifth floor.
Yeah.
And Bill and I were talking yesterday. We've got some DVDs we haven't even opened yet in our cabinet. I mean, this is, you know, this is something that these kids are here 24/7.
Yeah.
So many times, unfortunately, for months, months at a time.
And you can't get out much. You know, it's not like you can go for a long walk in your neighborhood.
That's right. You know, not only are the kids cooped up, which, you know, horrible, but parents as well. So, if you're thinking, you know, you don't have a lot of money to spare, 20 bucks, buy a DVD. 684-1015, the number to call. Desmond, thank you so much. I'm so glad that Peter has recovered. I mean,
yes.
That truly is a miracle.
It is, and we're so thankful. And the people at Duke Children's have been fantastic. And
they're great, aren't they?
Yeah.
Great
really
staff.
Really glad to have been here.
Yeah. And I always say I'm glad my kids aren't here, but if they needed to be, I mean, this is the place. This is the place we would be. Thanks for telling your story.
Thanks so much.
And this is, I guess, somewhat related to Desmond and Peter's story. It's called He's My Son.